My name is Katsia Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. This dictation is for Linda Vega Carrion, L-I-N-D-A-V-E-G-A, last name C-A-R-R-I-O-N. Number one, proteinuria. This proteinuria is likely related to, is likely a result of diabetic nephropathy. However, nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension could also play a role. Period. There is evidence of selective and non-selective proteinuria. Period. The urine albumin to creatinine ratio is 1,671 milligrams from 1,265 milligrams, and the urine protein to creatinine ratio is 2,486 milligrams. Period. The patient is currently taking Jardiance as well as Losartan. Period. We highly emphasize the importance of a plant-based diet, devoid of animal protein, as well as processed foods for improvement of the proteinuria. Period. We also emphasize the importance of managing her cholesterol as well as her diabetes and high blood pressure. Period. Unfortunately, we do not have the results of the CMP or renal ultrasound for further evaluation of the kidneys. Period. We will reorder the renal ultrasound and CKD labs for the next visit. Period. Next line, arterial hypertension, which is under control with blood pressure of 124/80. She is euvolemic. We emphasize the importance of decreased sodium in the diet. Decreased sodium of 2 grams in 24 hours in the diet. Period. Next line, continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is uncontrolled with total cholesterol of 216, triglycerides of 448, HDL of 38, and LDL of 102. Period. This abnormal lipid panel could be affected by the hypothyroidism. Period. The recent TSH is low at 0.274. The free T4 is elevated at 1.81, and the free T3 is a little decreased at 1.8. Period. The patient does report nervousness and anxiety, and as a result, we adjusted the levothyroxine by decreasing it from 150 micrograms to 137 micrograms. Period. We highly emphasize that she follows up with her primary care provider for further management of the thyroid. Period. Next line. Hypothyroidism as per above. Next line. Gout, which is stable with uric acid of 6.1. Next line, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. Unfortunately, we cannot assess the trends of the CKD because we do not have the most recent CMP completed. We do not have the results of the CMP. Period. We will order the CMP and the renal ultrasound for further evaluation. Previous labs revealed a BUN of 32, creatinine of 1.6, and a GFR of 36. She denies any urinary symptoms. There is no urinalysis available to assess for activity in the renal, in the urinary sediment. Period. Next line, HIV, which is managed by Dr. Laxon. Infectious disease. She is currently taking Biktarvy. Period. HIV and the regimen of Biktarvy may affect the renal functions, as well as nephrocirrhosis related to hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and diabetes, as well as the aging process. Period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is under control with A1C of 7%. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 2 months with laboratory workup. Period. We advise the patient to contact the office if she experiences any symptoms or has any concerns prior to the next visit, period. End.